USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Almost three-quarters of voters think the United States is headed in the wrong direction. A new NBC News poll showed that just over half of the respondents are more worried that America's best years may already be behind us, and a third think the nation's state will become worse in the next 5 years. Meanwhile, President Biden's approval ratings are at 42%. Just under half of those polled say they have a somewhat negative or very negative feeling towards him. Pfizer is asking the FDA to authorize COVID booster shots targeting Omicron BA.4 and BA.5 subvariants for those 12 and older. It comes as public health officials are ramping up vaccination campaigns for the fall in anticipation of another wave of infections as immunity from current shots begins to fade. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last-minute preparations are underway as NASA prepares to launch its Artemis 1 mission a week from today. The space agency is scheduled to give an update later Monday night from Florida's Space Coast. The mission marks the beginning of a program aimed at getting humans back to the moon after 50 years. Officials say they're hoping to have the first woman and person of color on the lunar surface by 2025. And automaker shares are taking a hit after a judge makes a decision.
Ford Motor Company shares dropped 5% in early morning trading Monday following a $1.7 billion jury verdict that blames inadequate roof strength that caused the death of two people in Georgia. An estimated 5.2 million Ford trucks have these weak roofs that provide virtually no protection in a rollover, the verdict claims. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
With the Senate not in session on Monday, the top Republican, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is speaking in Georgetown, Kentucky, and he believes it's important to support Ukraine against the Russian invasion.
Now, here's what Putin thought. He thought it would divide NATO. He thought he'd waltz into Ukraine. He may have even had dreams that he was going to be welcomed. But he had underestimated Vladimir Zelensky.
He notes that instead of bringing NATO apart, the invasion has already caused two more countries to join the alliance. McConnell stressing it's important not to lose focus on supporting Ukraine as the months drag on. A new poll shows many Americans are worried forgiving student loan debt is likely to make inflation worse. According to a poll from CNBC, about 6 in 10 Americans think inflation could worsen. The poll comes just ahead of an expected Biden administration announcement on student debt. Lawyers for convicted Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz are trying to convince a jury he doesn't deserve the death penalty. In her opening statement, the lead public defender cited mitigating circumstances that include a family history of drug and alcohol abuse, along with the early death of his father. Cruz pleaded guilty to killing 17 students and staff at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.